my review of David Gilbert's book, Days of Rage, Rebellion, and Revolution. David Gilbert, a published author, No Surrender, a longtime prison AIDS prevention activist, and a founding member of the Weather Underground, has written a memoir. This is not Glory Days. It is a reflective, critical, and self-critical, gripping, and yes, tragic account of an important and pivotal movement in the 20th century. How it came to be, the forces which brought it into being, as well as the internal and external forces which ripped it asunder, are here for all to see, naked as a newborn. What theory should we follow? What principles should drive our working interorganizational relationships? Should we adopt Maoism, Marxism-Leninism? How do we fight the state? These questions and more are hashed out. Gilbert is a fine writer, and he writes with remarkable honesty, sensitivity, and insight. What makes this work shine, however, is its forthright take on an issue that, even today, is regarded with alarm: race. Race, that is, the reality of race as lived by real people in Vietnam and in Harlem, opened an idealistic Jewish boy's eyes into the dangerous knowledge that things weren't as his teachers, or even his parents, not to mention his rabbi, said. Inquisitive, intellectually curious, questioning by culture and training, he sought his own answers of why the world was the way it was. And thus, albeit unknowingly, he began his trek towards the revolutionary road. We learn, as in the case of many of his generation, that the powerful, uncompromising orations of Malcolm X steered many from their slumber. While a student at Columbia, Gilbert attends a speech by him. 3 days later, the Muslim minister was assassinated. He also recounts the hypnotic and captivating power of black music that opened up a young, sensitive soul to the humanity and beauty of black people. We can only wonder what message lies encoded in today's black music and what resonates in the minds of today's white youth who listen. Here he recounts the missteps, the supremacist attitudes, and yes, the betrayals that occurred on that long red road, one which has substantial echoes in American history whenever whites and blacks opted to join hands against the rulers. With love and struggle, David Gilbert adds heart and bone to the stuff of history. He explains why we are where we are in this schizophrenic nation, where our stated claims of equality fall lifeless and as dead as turned leaves before they hit the ground. In a sense, this work is a testament to the road not taken against racism, in fact, and not merely in symbol, and anti-imperialism, as the nation grapples in a slew of imperial wars. Now, one wonders, why is this even remotely relevant to a review of Gilbert's book, A Trek Through the 60s, 70s, and 80s? Because Gilbert and his cohorts, idealists all, sought to transform American society, in part because 40 years ago, they saw the savagery the state unleashed at Attica, the upstate New York prison, where 43 people, prisoners and guards alike, were slaughtered by state troopers on orders of then-Governor Nelson Rockefeller. Gilbert and his comrades sought to wipe that kind of racist violence from the nation's history. They fought, imperfectly to be sure, to bring forth another future, certainly not this. For that, they should be studied. For that, they should be taken seriously. For that, love and struggle should be read. For that, they should be remembered. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.